One of the best things that happened to me in this last month was we did a backcasting. So I don't know if you've ever done a backcasting, but in a backcasting, you walk into the future and in your imagination, you say, okay. And what we did was we did the year 2030. So it's 2030. Freedom has broken out all over the planet. And we're building a human civilization and things are fantastic. And what was amazing was we spent so much time for a week just in our imagination creating all the things that happened in 2023 that made the difference. One, you felt great. I mean, you just felt great. But the other thing is you realized, oh, you know, there are millions of people pushing back and not everybody's going along. And these guys are a lot weaker than it looks. And, you know, and this could be fun.
Right.
And right. You got so embroiled in the positive actions that we could take in 23, but you also started to imagine what it would feel like to live in a world of total freedom.
Imagination here is key. Imagine a world where the Augustin Carstens and Christine Legrands and Angela Merkels have no power or influence.
Right.
And that literally is what it takes.
Right.
You know, my fantasy is to see these people stand their Nuremberg trials, you know, the planned scamdemic quaxination pushers. They need, you know, they've committed murder on an industrial scale. They need to stand trial for it. So, you know, it's important to have the imagination.
My dream was always that we would take the Clintons and, you know, how you can put those electric handcuffs on their ankle bracelets.
Yes.
So we would have them work. We'd shop them out to Super 8 Motel and Hotel 6 and have them do the cleaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so they would work for very limited wages and everything they earned other than sustenance would be paid back to the people they harmed. Yep. So they have to make restitution. So all their assets would go to restore the harm that had been done. Yep. And their continued, you know, they would continue to tithe from their salary and they would work, you know, cleaning Super 8 and Super 6 motels. And then once a year they'd have to write an essay called "What is a Deplorable?"
I like it. Make them write a theme. There we go.
Can you see thousands and thousands of
thousands
essays?
Thousands and thousands. Yes. Oh, I envision not just the Clintons doing this, but the McConnells and the Pelosis and the Schumers and the Lagardes. Let's make it a big party and invite everybody.
We could have a competition globally for the best essay.
For the best
What is a deplorable?
The best essay by a member of the elite. I like that. We need to laugh about this and have you know these kinds of pictures in our minds because eventually that's what's going to happen to these.
Well, but
people
I'm much
anyway.
More interested in restitution than I am in punishment.
Oh, I am too.
Because when somebody's stolen $20 trillion, I want the $20 trillion back. And I will not be satisfied. Putting Fauci and a couple of chew toys in prison does not satisfy me. I want the $20 trillion back.
I like that idea. Make them clean motels.
Yeah, well, it's productive work, right? We need them doing something productive. You want to turn the way to go from a negative return on investment to a positive return on investment economy is to get them from doing something that drains value to doing something productive.
Yeah, make Fauci clean up the medical waste in a hospital, you know.
Yeah.
Turn over his hundreds of thousands of dollars a year salary. And I like that idea. Absolutely. I'm on board with it. Sign me up.